Five Time Excellent. Hey guys, welcome to Spookcast.
I think this is episode 5 now. And today we are just going to talk about like our favorite things about keeping spiders. But it's a weird day, so we might go on a tangent or two. It's a very weird day for sure.
So, I think Mercury is in retrograde.
Oh man, Uranus. It
probably isn't, but... So what's your favorite thing about owning jumping spiders?
Oh man, so it's definitely changed, honestly. At first though, I was just really like, I really appreciated the mindfulness aspect of it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, I put them next to my computer, and I was in grad school at the time, so like I was on my computer all the time, and it gave me something to look at to procrastinate with, I guess.
Gives your brain something else to think about.
But dude, I accidentally did a 3-year program, and by the 3rd year, I was like, I want to die. So it was amazing to have little, you know, starting out, everything is interesting and new. And yeah, so I think they helped me get through grad school, and now I'll never use my degree, but...
Do you use it in ways that I don't think you realize you'll use it?
Yeah, I don't know. It makes me want to do something with spoons and mental health for sure, because I think there's a lot to be.
I think so too. I mean, we've talked about this like so much. I don't know, like having a spider is like calming, you know, for your brain one way, mm-hmm. but then like it also teaches you like a lot of things, and especially about life and
lost.
You know, yeah, it's just, it's weird. Like I am someone who was like, not, I didn't like spiders, and I would have never in a million freaking years like imagined that I am where I am doing this. It's so weird because I've never been like a bug person or even really like a reptile person, but the spiders have opened my mind to like so many other cool things. And now, you know, I got a bearded dragon and tons of spider pets and all these people who have similar interests. And it's so cool. Like, and you know, I'm 33, you know, some people I feel like might be like, you know, wondering like, oh, can you ever kind of have a new hobby? And it's like, yeah, you can. And you can have a whole new job too. Like, you just have to find something that you're passionate about. And
yeah, now you're going to need a Komodo dragon or something. Like,
oh my God, those take up way too much room.
Plus, they have like garbage mouths, don't they?
I think that, are the Komodo dragons, are those ones poisonous or no?
Yeah, I think
they are, like, okay.
Don't they have trash mouths with the, like, bacteria in their mouth? Like,
probably. I doubt that.
I didn't go to grad school for Komodo dragonism, but I do remember being freaking scared of them. So I wasn't afraid of spiders, but Komodo dragons I was afraid of, and that makes so funny. Total sense. I see them all the time.
We, you do?
No. Oh.
I was going to be like, where are they in Jersey? What the fuck?
It's everywhere. I see them in the face of every child. Ew. Oh,
little baby Godzillas.
I think if you started to see that, you would need to, you might be in psychosis. Oh, actually, one thing that I really, 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 really appreciated, and I still do, I'm just a little overwhelmed right now with a ton of spiders. Have you ever heard of behavioral activation?
No.
So here's my degree talking to you, but it's often like in CBT, like cognitive behavioral therapy. And if you have a therapist, they might have done this to you on purpose. But behavioral activation is like good for... if you have like a depressed client or something like that, and they're like struggling to, you know, do daily stuff, you know, what's the word for that again?
Got me.
Oh, executive functioning. Ooh.
Fancy.
Yeah, so if people are struggling with what they call executive functioning, which is also called activities of daily living or ADLs, like brushing your teeth, what your therapist might do is give you something really small that you probably can do to build your confidence. So like if you're having trouble taking care of yourself, yeah, your goal could be like, just brush your teeth twice and then hopefully
you'll want to do it more.
Yeah, and it gives you confidence. That was a very long way to say that, like, taking care of spiders as a major depressive person is pretty good.
Because it gives you responsibility.
Yeah, but also it's like behavioral activation in that, like, you have to get up now. You can't. I mean, you could probably feed a spider while in bed, but you'd have to get out of bed to grab it. So you have to
get the mealworms. The point is, get a spider. If you're feeling blue, maybe it'll help you get out of bed. No guarantee, yeah. But oh, might God. Help. I mean, I've struggled with depression, and definitely during the winter season, these little mm-hmm. spiders have helped me through this time because.
Oh my God, I'm
sad. Sticks my butt. And now is like the time where, like, I feel like it's the worst because, like, summer is so close. Like, I could almost taste it. Like, oh my God, I just, like, yearn for the summer right now. And we're almost there. But
I know. It's sad how then. Dark it gets. Like, because especially since spiders go to sleep when it gets dark out. Because mine go to bed at like 5 every day now, or like 5:30. But also, I just really miss taking them out on the porch with me. That was like my favorite thing.
And the sun sets just a different way, you know. We get like the sun on our porch, and it's just so nice. Like that golden hour sun, and the spoons. Of it, so just like I cannot wait for that. I am gonna be a different person in the summer.
No, but have you ever had to use the sun to get a spider to eat?
No.
So yeah, that's one thing I've learned. Like, if you have a spider and they're like not being very active, yeah, take them outside with you if it's nice out, and let them get some sun, and they'll just like perk up. Like, for Shorty, I used to have to take him on the porch to get him to eat.
No.
I know. Little short man.
See, like, more proof that we just need it to be summertime.
And see, that's also more proof about the behavioral activation part, because I wouldn't have wanted to go out. Just
kidding. Your spiders to be fair. Get you to go outside.
Yeah, actually, they really have too. Like, it made me interested in, like, I want to find a dang Audax, but because they're local here, but I still haven't found one.
Really? I'll have to send you one. They're everywhere here.
I have one, just one. It's a boy, but.
Oh, I have a little girl.
I think I would pee my pants if I saw one outside. Honestly. I mean, hopefully not really, but. Yeah. You know, but I always just find grass spiders.
Oh, yeah. The garden spiders, too, are everywhere here. And little, like, the baby orb weavers.
Oh, I know.
So we've been talking a lot about, you know, like, spiders that we can hang out outside with. Let's, like, move towards, like, kind of the subject I feel like people don't like are the spiders that don't want to hang out with you. I'll start this combo off because I have a few.
Same.
The two that, you know, are both that come to mind are Raichu and Misty. And I have had them for nearly a year. Misty only stays in her little hammocks, and Raichu is her own level of special. I just let them be, and I don't take it personally, and I guess I am lucky that I was at the financial stage where I could be like, these spiders kind of bum me out. I'm just going to get a new one.
Yeah.
And I moved on, and I don't let it affect me because, you know, they all have different personalities. And just like some people, they don't want to be around others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have, God, I have one that I think I have only held her when I got her in the mail. And then, you know. And
yeah, then when you got to rehome her.
Yeah, and she just doesn't come out. And, like, she comes out and she ate today. That's Goo, my black one with the rainbow child.
Okay. Black girl.
Yeah, she freaking does not want to hang out. And she's also very adult, so I don't know if...
Maybe she's going to lay an egg sack soon. Sometimes I notice that happens.
I think she's actually probably the only spider in the world that's not gravid besides Orange Flu.
So, well, speaking of that, Sweetie Cutie, who kind of had a bigger butt, I thought she was gravid just because she was just a big spider. Mm-hmm. She laid an infertile egg sack.
Oh, did she eat it?
She ate part of it, and then, like, the other part was super runny and, like, looked like little egg yolk.
Ew.
And it was hard. It was, like, crispy.
Oh,
when I took it out.
Oh, that is a really good way to put it, because, yeah, Chelly did that, too, and she missed some, and it does kind of look like dried egg yolk.
Did she get, like, her back super... like indented, like, you know, when they have the babies, because Sweetie Cutie got that little back indent and then I fed her and she was fine.
Actually, I've never seen the back indent now that you say that. They just
I'll have to point it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I've just noticed my girls after they have sex, they just, they're little triangles at that point.
No. But,
yeah, it's terrible.
They get so skinny.
I hate it. They also kind of have, like, phases, too. Like, do you remember when I would, like, be really sad about Orange Floof? Like, if I even looked at her or made eye contact with her, she'd be like, ugh!
She'd close the door on you.
Yeah, and it got to the point where I, like, faced her enclosure towards the wall. That way, like, she could do stuff without... You know?
Yeah.
You remember? And I was joking to her. I was like, I'm going to donate you to the thrift store. But I didn't, obviously. Well, I mean, but now Orange Floof, if I just, like, open her enclosure, she's like, what's up?
She wants to come out.
Yeah, and it's really cool. It sucks, though, because now I've had her since she was, oh, man, I've had her for a year now, and... It sucks that she loves me now that she's old, but we're not going to go there. So,
just remember, it's worth the time spent together.
Yeah, and also, there's nothing wrong with them or you if they don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, nothing wrong with you. It's just, that in like going to that, so we did the polls today on Instagram, seeing like what people's favorite parts were, and a lot of people said was their different personalities. So, you know, with those personalities, you gotta accept all of them. Some people are grumpy. Some people are nice.
Let's see, which ones did I get? So the first one I got is from Spooky and Spooty, and she literally says their personalities. So yeah, and she says, and housing them. And like I said, I think sometimes we just really want dollhouses. And
oh, yeah. Like, part of it for me is I love miniature things. Anything small, I love.
Just don't eat it or put it in your nose or your ear. Hey, actually, jumping spider_Evie, they said the care is their favorite part.
Oh, fun. You so, love caring for them.
I did. God, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm just a little overwhelmed. But yeah, the care is great. And if you can not overdo it, you will continue to enjoy it.
Yeah, have a couple sacks at a time.
No,
a couple. Maybe not 10.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm just kidding. Yeah, well, no, that's what I did. Whoops. Somebody said, watching them do spoodery things.
I love that. Like, I love just, they're, I don't know if I've said this on previous episodes, but they're like my spiders. There's a lot of other ones in my care, but mine are like right next to my bed. And I love like waking up and like being able to roll over and just like look at them and seeing if they're like doing anything.
Who's in the club?
Who's in the club?
Who's, yeah.
We got Sweetie Cutie, Rosie, Miss Daisy, Urbosa, Riju, Peach.
It wasn't Riju, right, that doesn't want to come out, or?
Oh, Riju was the one. So oh. I just started doing the bioactive homes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, Riju needs a new home. Like, let me rehome her. I didn't look up, like, her breed, and I'm going to guess that she does not like humidity. And so yeah, I do believe so. She's not a night kite, though. I think she's a Tyrelli. And I have to look up if, like, you know, what humidity they're like. I should have done that before I put her in a new home. Oh, she did not want to touch the ground. Oh. She was, like, frozen in position, like, help me. I do not want to be in here. And then, so today I was like, and she's usually, like, an active spider, too. So that's how I know, like, something's off.
That's like and when so, you put clothes on a cat.
Exactly, yeah, they don't want to walk. That's how she was. She was, like, halfway on the ground and halfway on her door, like, save me. Yeah. So I took her out, and I put her on top of her home, and I'm like, I trust her enough to let her wander around. I did forget about her. I knew she would stay, like, within, you know, a max a foot from where her home was. So I can do that because I study her behavior, I guess you could say. And she just stayed there, but she explored a little. So you could tell she liked her little outdoor time. She's like, I need a new home now.
I got you. You forgot somebody else, too. When they were eating or something.
Oh, Kirby. For like hours.
Oh, no.
She didn't even move. I don't, like, I wonder what runs through their little heads. Like, I don't know. Other spiders would definitely take off. Like,
yeah.
Rosalina, I think, was the same, around the same age as Kirby. I know if she was in the same position, she would have been an event or something.
No, it's true. It's true. Like Orange Floof, again, she got out for 3 weeks.
Oh, so long. We talked about that in one of the last episodes.
I know. And then she was just like on the shelf that her enclosure is on.
They're always so close.
I know. She probably was just on it the whole time, just on the back. That's now a tip I have for people. If you have to get shelving, get it with an open back, because if they like, if they did escape and like went behind your shelf, you'd have to like move the whole thing.
No, thank you.
And also, good tip is to have a plant, even fake, like on top of your shelf where they are, because that's where I found Paris Hilton once when she got out. She was just on top of the shelf on the plant, and she was like,
hey. Yeah, it's like, I dude, like this.
I felt like I was stoned or like hallucinating, because she was a lot smaller back then, but I was just looking at the plant, just it's like, that looks like a jumping spider, dude.
And it was.
Yeah, I think I left her there overnight too, just because I was really like, okay, you're weird.
It's amazing how much they blend in.
I know.
Like, and that comes back to the whole like mindfulness like aspect, I think, that a lot of people appreciate about having spiders is like say if you do lose one, like it takes like, you've got to be so mindful of every place that you're like looking and like try not to freak out. But like,
that actually reminds me, have you seen your kitchen spider lately?
Yeah, we got my kitchen spider, little Arrow. I love her. She's so cute. She's a regal that little baby got out. Now she's, I would say, probably like an at least I5 or 6. She's little. I've never seen her, you know, before other than the Arrow Garden, but she's somehow thrived on her own.
Can you name her Arrow?
Arrow, yeah, because she lives in the Arrow Garden.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to catch?
I do. I've been, okay, so maybe like people who listen to this can give me advice. Like, I'm attached to the spider now, and I'm, like, worried. I'm, like, I was doing the dishes today, and I'm, like, shit, like, if she's getting water in the sink, I do miss the plant. But, you know, if she's just wandering, like, they're not likely to tend to water, or wander, not water, from their home. Mm-hmm. So I trust her in a way, but I'm also, like, I have that anxiety to where, like, yeah. Do I just catch her and keep her at home?
I don't know, but that's hard because then you might feel like, you know, she had her own little gigantic play gym, basically, because she looks so happy.
She's happy. She's a wild spood, too. Like, I try to hold her, and she's been getting used to me more and more, which is, like, super rewarding. Like, that's a thing. You kind of have to be consistent about it. I did not find her today, though. I looked for her. And that makes me worry. That's like another part about having a, you know, free range spood is you don't see them in a day and you're like, where did they go? But then it's probably just me not being like mindful and looking enough.
It's probably just in your hammock somewhere.
Yeah. She blends in too to that dead time. I mean, you can't even see her.
See, you need the dead stuff. She loves it.
I know. It's like her camo. And I can't spray, like, there's lots of bugs all over that Arrow Garden, and I'm not going to spray it because
that makes
there is living creatures in there.
Yeah.
And you know what I've been doing, too, is so those plants in the Arrow Garden are, like, infected by aphids. So I've been taking the aphid clippings. I clip off, like, a chunk of it, and then I put them in the homes with the babies.
Cool.
It's, like, free food.
Nice.
I think we talked about this on another episode, but yeah, it's working. All the babies are happy, and I don't have to pay for fruit flies. And
yeah, right.
I mean, aphids are born pregnant, so once you get one aphid, it's an infestation.
How like, do you get one though? It's like from the plant store.
If you buy any sort of pepper plant from a plant store, 99% sure you'll probably have aphids on it.
I wanted to go to the plant store garden center to see if there were jumping spiders, but I can't last very long before I die.
Yeah, that's so funny that you mentioned that. I went to California last year in the summer, and I was getting a plant, and there was a jumping spider on the counter, and I was like, how do I catch this without seeming like a total freak in front of this gal? And I didn't end up catching it. And I like regretted it for weeks.
I wonder if I could handle it again. Last time I went to a garden center with my MS stuff, I cried. So I don't know.
Oh no, you got to go at the perfect time where it's not too hot.
I know.
Yeah, you just have to move to this area where it's very temperate. No humidity. I mean, my dream is to move to like Roseville area in California. Like, literally, dream come true weather. Go towards San Francisco, and then, that's the area from Reno that you go. I get lost in my own city, okay? I had to meet up with a friend who was at McDonald's, and it was like the cool McDonald's at the play area, and I've seen it a million times. Only one in town. Put it in my maps. Somehow, like, my maps went off and I, like, lost it and could not figure out where to go.
And McDonald's is, like, the brightest, most...
I know. There's... You know what the issue is? Is there's too many of them and I went to the wrong one.
Did you ever have a burger jail?
Mm-hmm. At McDonald's?
Yeah, we totally had one in Denver, but I think they demolished it. But that was
It went down. I remember, though, like, during when they had that, my mom never let me play in them because if you remember in the 90s, needles. Says our age, the needles and the playpens, like
that didn't really happen, did it?
I don't know. Just like the weed and the or the drugs and the Halloween candy, did that really happen? I don't know.
I would be more worried about lice or something, honestly.
Oh my god, or like scabies, lice, any sort of like bed bugs. Ugh.
I wonder if jumping spiders would eat lice. In your hair.
Oh, I wonder.
Did you ever have lice?
No, I've never had lice and I've never had pink eye.
Well,
have you had pink eye or lice?
It's easy to get pink eye. I can tell you how.
See, you're in too much humidity, I think. It's so dry out here. I don't know. My sister's gotten pink eye, though, and she loves
it. Oh, that's from bacteria. That's like from poo-poo bacteria in your eye.
So it doesn't have anything to do with humidity.
No. No, pink eye is like if you, like, you know, touch your buttle and then touch your eye. I'm surprised you didn't have lice, though. That was like a traumatic childhood memory for me. Did you ever have it, like, break out in your school?
Not that I ever remember, no.
Dude, it was elementary school and they made us all go to the gym, right? And so you had to stand in line to go into the gym and this lady like picks through your hair in front of everybody else. And then after that, if you have lice, you go to the left side of the gym. And if you don't have lice, you go to the right side of the gym. So it was like, not only
like that is so stupid because if she's touching the kid's head with lice and then touching the kid's head who doesn't have lice, you're gonna get infected.
Dude, I got lice. My mom was so horrified, but
you probably got it from her. Sorting through everyone's head.
I'm gonna sue. Is there a statute of limitations on a statue of
but did she change her gloves in between children?
Oh, I'm sure. We were all just, it was like for shame, you know, because it was like there's this the dirty kids with the lice on the left side. That's how it felt, I should say. But all right, well, another one we got is from someone I adopted a spider to named Gino, who's a little Boncho son. No. But she said her favorite thing is how unique they are, how mine has his own personality, which is really sweet. So,
oh, and that was the little boy that she got.
Boncho boy.
The boys are just, especially when they're babies. I mean, the boys are always so cute, but when they're babies, those little big eyes and the little big forehead just get my heart every time.
Yeah, they're all eyes. It's like when, you know, puppies are all ears and paws.
Oh, yeah. I get how people, like, if they have never looked at a spider, can't, you know, are like, oh, I don't think they're cute. But, like, once you actually look at them, like, and you actually are, like, mindful of, like, what they actually look like, how can you not think that's not so cute?
Dude, it's true. It's true. We need to have an arachnophobe on here. And a tarantula person, maybe the same person, because I'm super curious. I don't have any fears.
You're brave.
But, okay, student loans, probably dying in a painful way and breaking a bone.
That's one of your fears, is breaking a bone? Dude,
I have a trick knee. Have you ever done that?
What's that?
My knee pops out.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
It is, dude, so that's why I'm afraid of that. Because it's always on accident. Like, if you're standing in one place and then you reach behind you. What are you afraid of, Lauren?
What am I afraid of? Okay, just death.
What about it?
Everything about it. That's, like, the one thing. Like, I'm not, like, afraid of... Oh, and ants. Just death and ants.
What about death by ants?
Oh, so I don't think I've told this story before. I think I maybe told you.
Yeah.
So the flying ants, I was so pregnant and they were, so the fire alarm was going off because it was like low battery or whatever.
Oh, God, that's the worst too.
Jesus. Yeah, and it was like 3 a.m. and I was like, I think I was like 1 or 2 months from being due to have birth.
It's like hard to
and I was, I couldn't even get out of bed. It was so hard to move. I was so big. And we got the ladder out and got, you know, like undid the ladder and like fucking flying ants are like millions, not thousands, like millions of flying ants everywhere. Like my nightmare came through and I conquered it. I stayed up to like 5 a.m. killing flying ants.
Ooh, how'd you do that?
With like a towel. It was awful. awful. My skin crawls thinking about it.
Do you have box?
Not as much as it used to, but.
Do you have box elders out there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's.
Wait, box elders.
The bug.
No, I think we might.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, my mom, I think they are like invasive and shitty for trees, probably. But my mom.
Oh, are they? They have red spots on them.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. They're everywhere out here and they crawl all over the walls of things.
Yep. Yeah, my mom gets them too. So what she did, I think they kill your plants and that's why, but she got a.
Yeah, they choke it out.
Mm-hmm. She got one of those, what are they called? Like the handheld vacuums.
Oh, yeah.
And she just vacuums them.
I love that.
She has two.
I saw a video recently where someone was trying to get out ants and they did the vacuum with it too.
See? Ooh, that's one thing. I actually kind of wanted to ask you about this because out here, I wish you could come and visit just because it's weird. Because we have the spotted lantern fly. Have we talked about them?
Oh, yeah.
Fighting? I don't know.
We have. They're so pretty, but I know they're invasive.
Yeah, and I can't kill them anymore, but.
Because they're so big though, like I don't know, I just like don't like killing giant creatures.
I
don't like
killing,
like,
anything. I know. Yeah,
yeah.
On the news, this actually really horrified me, but they had a segment where these like old ladies, cute old ladies, were like on a killing squad and they were like squishing them with their like credit cards and it was like look. It was really gross, and they were like gleeful about it. Like, you guys are fucking weird. I don't know.
It's sad too. Like, I get they're invasive, but
I know.
I don't know. Then again, I like have no issue killing flying ants, so I'm not one to talk.
Like I said, man, seeing that research study about like the mating preferences of fruit flies made me feel bad for a second, because if there's like one that it gets out, I'll just like flick it, and that's not nice. He has a preference.
They bite though.
Dude, I know.
I have not gotten bit by a mealworm though. Have you?
Did you think that this would be something you would think about in
no my life,
or that
getting bit by mealworms and fruit flies? Absolutely not.
Oh god,
but here we are. Yep. It's so much fun though. It's like a constant learning process, and I think that's why like it is fun.
I know. Yeah it's getting easier. Way easier.
Yeah.
That's why I made that video the other day, like how I tricked them into getting on my hand.
How do you do it?
I just like, you know, put my hand next to them, and then if they're not afraid of it, I use like usually my thumb and just kind of nudge them a little bit until they come to my or get on my hand.
Yeah.
So, but
I call it booty bumps, where I just like,
yeah,
bump their booty a little bit.
You have to watch my video because that's what I said too. It's like touch.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because people ask, like, how do you get them to let you hold them? And that's what I do. I just touch their butts a lot. And
I know we've said it too. And it's like, how do you get them to hold you? You know, but it's like your energy is like huge.
I know. Here's the next section that's important. What are your songs or your spoons? And can you sing this one? Oh. Or is it just me?
Like mine are all, I do mine my songs, like, it's never the same song. Like, and mostly it's about Poodle, because Poodle rhymes with a lot of things.
Aww.
And she's around most. She's around more than the spiders are out. But no, I'm constantly making songs up for every spider, too, in my head.
Yeah.
Any cute thing deserves, like, a little, like, rhyme.
Oh, totally.
When you talk to
totally. Me. For Orange Floof, I do, like, a mixture of Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
I love it. See, there's another, like, plus about having spiders is, like,
you can sing it,
then. It kind of, you can sing it and you can kind of be goofy. I don't know. I guess you can, like, embrace your weirdness is what I mean by being goofy. Like,
ooh.
I don't know. Once you, like, tell people you have spiders as pets, there's really no shame.
Yeah. Yeah. I said this last time, but you forget that it's weird.
Yeah. I forgot it's weird. Like, I don't, like, think that I'm that weird, but, like, I am weird, and, like, but I'm not weird in, like,
a way that is negative.
I pick my nose and eat it as an adult weird, if that makes sense.
Oh, God.
I caught Charlie eating his boogers today while he was watching Minecraft.
What did you say?
And I can see it, like, happening. I've been like...
I figured out my favorite thing also about having spiders or just being obsessed with them, and that is Michael's in October.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the Wonderland.
Michael's and Joanne, too. They don't have minis, but they have, like, they don't have anything spider-related. But they have...
Well, no, in October specifically, though, because it's, like, Halloween time, so, like, Target has some...
Everything spiders.
But shit.
Halloween and Valentine's are my thing. Getting store stuff.
What do you get on Valentine's Day? Candy?
Heart stuff. Pink stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, could you not tell?
Oh, that's true.
I forgot my hair was pink.
I know, I don't see you right now. I just see a Komodo dragon.
When I look at you. Yeah, guys, thanks again for listening. We're just going to cut it here, but we'll see you next week. And if you have any comments, anything like that, just let us know.
Yes, thanks everyone for listening, and feel free to message us on Instagram. We're usually most active there.
Yeah.
We'd love to, like, talk about things that you guys want to hear. So just reach out, and we look forward to hearing from you guys.
Love you, bye.